Bhagavad Gita as it is, Chapter 6, Text 17, Translation and Commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Yuktaha raviharasya, yukta cheshtasya karmasu, yukta svapnavabodhasya, yogo bhavati dukaha. He who is regulated in his habits of eating, sleeping, recreation and work can mitigate all material pains by practicing the yoga system. Purport. Extravagance in the matter of eating, sleeping, defending and mating, which are demands of the body, can block advancement in the practice of yoga. As far as eating is concerned, it can be regulated only when one is practiced to take and accept prasadam, sanctified food. Lord Krishna is offered, according to the Bhagavad Gita, vegetables, flowers, fruits, grains, milk, etc. In this way, a person in Krishna consciousness becomes automatically trained not to accept food not meant for human consumption or not in the category of goodness. As far as sleeping is concerned, a Krishna conscious person is always alert in the discharge of his duties in Krishna consciousness, and therefore any unnecessary time spent sleeping is considered a great loss. Avyartha kalatvam. A Krishna conscious person cannot bear to pass a minute of his life without being engaged in the service of the Lord. Therefore, his sleeping is kept to a minimum. His ideal in this respect is Srila Rupa Goswami, who is always engaged in the service of Krishna and who could not sleep more than 2 hours a day, and sometimes not even that. Thakur Haridas would not even accept prasadam, nor even sleep for a moment, without finishing his daily routine of chanting with his beads 300,000 names. As far as work is concerned, a Krishna conscious person does not do anything which is not connected with Krishna's interests, and thus his work is always regulated and is untainted by sense gratification. Since there is no question of sense gratification, there is no material leisure for a person in Krishna consciousness, and because he is regulated in all his work, speech, sleep, wakefulness, and all other bodily activities, there is no material misery for him. Well, we want to be pure devotees of Krishna. The prospect of sleeping 2 hours a day only, not taking even a moment's sleep, without first of all chanting 300,000 names of the Lord, seems like we're a long, long, long way away from that. But Krishna, here in this verse, speaks about yukta ahara. Yukta, joined, means that we do everything in yoga. We eat, we sleep, whatever we do, our work, it's all done in Krishna's service, for Krishna's pleasure. And we eat, we sleep, we work, whatever we do, because it's for Krishna's pleasure, then it's not for our sense gratification. But we maintain the body. We take enough food, not too much. We sleep enough, not too much. Whatever is required to keep the body fit for serving Krishna. That's the whole point, to serve Krishna. This body that we are presently encaged in is an encagement, but gives us the possibility to go to hell, to go to heaven. Also gives us the possibility to serve Krishna. And because we want to use it to serve Krishna, we have to maintain it in order. There's just like any machine, you have to maintain it in order so that it works properly. We maintain it as best we can. So what is yuktahara? What is enough food, or not too much, for one person is going to be different for someone else. We know that Bhima of the Pandavas would eat more, as much as or more than all his four brothers put together. Even though they were all big, strong Kshatriyas, he would eat so much. That was required for him. If the others had eaten as much as him, they would have become sick, and if he had as much as them, he would be too little for him, and he would become sick. So what is required for different bodies is different for different people. Now, I just received a few days ago from a godbrother an email saying how godbrother means we're all of us disciples of Srila Prabhupada, we're all over 60. There may be, maybe Prabhav is less than 60, but we're all definitely getting old and the body is wearing out. So he sent an email saying that he was trying to get into some project, some pending work that he had, and he really pushed himself to do it. Push, collapse. And for days he's been on low energy levels, and even though he has a strong desire to work, to do his service in Krishna consciousness, but he just finds that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, literally, in this case. He's not able to do that. It's normal, natural, aging bodies. They slow down. So I wrote down to him, slow down, old man. We have to pace ourselves according to the situation of the body. We see that some people in old age are still full of beans. Some of the famous people in the world today, with Donald Trump, President of the United States of America, Vladimir Putin, of the head of the Russian Federation, they're all older than me. Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister of India. So these are examples of people whose bodies are old, but they still have a lot of life and a lot of energy, and they're working almost like young men. But for most older people, and we feel the body is slowing down. I guess I'm just at the beginning of old age, at age 63, something like that, but it's definitely different to being young. Physically, it's very difficult to being young. Srila Prabhupada himself noted how as a young man, he could jump very easily, but now in old age, he has to walk with a stick. Srila Prabhupada, we accept his body as completely transcendental, but it acts within the material sphere in many ways as if it's an old body, like a material body. So, yeah, slow down. We have to pace ourselves. It's hard after having a life where, if we've been used to working hard, being very active, jumping in the kirtans, way off the... It's hard, but that's the fate of everyone in this world. The birth, death, old age, and disease. It's unavoidable. I'm not even speaking any spiritual principle here. It's just facts of the material world, common sense facts of the material world. We just have to face the fact that even though we want to jump and dance and work and be as active as we were previously, our body is not cooperating in many cases. In my case, in Godbrother's case, we just have to be realistic. This is practical. And then you may say, well, then was Srila Prabhupada impractical because he seemed to have superhuman strength and energy, even after suffering two heart attacks on his journey to America, and then after some time in New York, he suffered a severe stroke. He went to India to convalesce. It took him some months. Harishari Prabhu, who was his personal servant for about 2.5 years, maybe 3 years, he said that all the time he was with Srila Prabhupada suffered from various ailments. He was a diabetic patient, although he still ate sweets. He had tinnitus, which is a disease where there's a sound or in always, continuously, some sound going on as if someone is ringing a bell in one's ear all the time. And he had various tooth problems. Sometimes he had severe malaria. But you wouldn't think so most of the time because he worked so hard. He hardly slept. He walked so fast on his morning walks, which were prescribed for him by a doctor that you need exercise. So he would go on a morning walk almost every morning. He would walk so fast. It was many, many devotees who were, they were young men at the time. So it was very difficult. They would say it was very difficult to keep up with Srila Prabhupada because he walked so fast. I remember that he was short, physically stature of short, which means he didn't have long strides. But still, it was amazing. It was just seemed superhuman. And of course, Srila Prabhupada was superhuman in so many ways. Shivaram Maharaj, in one of his Vyasa Puja offerings, he always writes really exceptional Vyasa Puja offerings. In one of them, he mentioned that there was a major campaign to keep Bhaktivedanta Manor open. This was some 20 years ago or so, something like this. And the devotees had hired a top lawyer who was 70 years old or so, to plead their case in the court. So Shivaram Maharaj recounts this in his in one of his Vyasa Puja offerings. So to acquaint the lawyer, to give him some background of what this movement is all about, so apart from the legal aspects, to give him some idea of who the devotees were and what they were doing, they gave him the abridged Srila Prabhupada biography, Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. So he read it, and his response when he met the devotees said, "You don't know what he went through to found this movement and spread it all over the world." And the devotees thought, "Hey, who is this guy to tell us? He's not a devotee. How can he tell us that we don't know what Prabhupada went through?" And he said, the lawyer said, "You can't understand because you're not 70 years old. You don't know what it's like to be old. You don't know what it's like to have a body that, well, I'm extrapolating now. So we didn't know at the time what it's like to be 70 years old. But in that time, when everyone is retiring and so much energy that we hardly have any energy, but so much of whatever energy we have goes into preserving whatever energy we have. We have to put so much attention we have to pay to the body. In youth, if you get a little injury, you don't bother and it just seems to heal itself. But in old age, it just takes a long time to mend and you don't have that much energy. So this lawyer, he made that astute observation. So Prabhupada, he pushed himself. Maybe he didn't follow this yuktaha viharasya. Talking about food, he would take sweets even though he had diabetes. That doesn't make sense, does it? Well, we offer millions of obeisances at the lotus feet of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada for being so impractical that against all advice, he came to the West and he gave his life literally, his life, his energy, everything he had to give us Krishna consciousness. So if he's impractical, thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada, for being impractical. Remembering Srila Prabhupada's instructions, remembering what he came to give us, remembering the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, Turnam Yatetana Patetanum Rityayava, that Turnam, this word in this verse, quickly, quickly we should do, without delay, we should do whatever is required so that we don't get born again, so that we can achieve perfection in this very life. As Srila Prabhupada said, you can become fully Krishna conscious in this life, you should do. And Srila Prabhupada, more than once, he said, I am an old man, you are young men. You have all opportunity to be Krishna conscious. I don't have such an opportunity. Particularly one time in Mayapur, Prabhupada said this in his tremendous humility and became stunned in ecstasy, thinking, I have no opportunity to be Krishna conscious. You can become Krishna conscious. He wanted that we who are young, we give our energy, we give our life for carrying on the Krishna conscious movement, for spreading this worldwide. And by his grace, we've been fortunate enough to be able to do that. But this verse says, Turnam yate, now we should endeavor without delay. But we get to realize we don't have so much time. You have to be fully Krishna conscious in this life. How much progress did I make since I was young? Now is the time. Now is the time to become more intense in devotional service. It's not a time for peaceful, relaxing, retiring. Well, in one sense, yes, we can withdraw from family affairs if we've been in family affairs, business affairs, monetary matters as far as possible, and retire from everything extraneous and do bhajan. Or we want to share what we've received. So now is the time to go out and share that with others. So it's a time to become more intense in our Krishna consciousness. But at the same time, we have to be cognizant of the condition of our bodies. Again, we want to do so much, but we have to be cognizant that our bodies, we have to pace them also. We have to do as we want to do so many things in Krishna's service. Do what we can do and realize that we can't do it all, and we can train others as much as we can. Prepare for passing on. Yeah? Prepare ourselves for the moment of death and prepare others to carry on our service. Whatever services we've taken up in Srila Prabhupada's service, we can prepare others to perpetuate that. At this age, we should know death can come very suddenly. Yes, of course, death can come very suddenly at any age, but especially it's expected. We don't become so surprised or shocked if an old person passes away. We do if a young person suddenly passes away. But an old person, it's expected. Probably, it's just you're thinking, well, how much longer time do you have? It's now a short time. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, maybe 10 years. Can I expect to be alive after 10 years? Maybe. When I was 20, you'd think, yeah, most probably. Now, maybe. So we don't know. But we do know we have to pass on. So we have to be prepared for that as far as possible. Prepared means become more intense in our Krishna consciousness, become very intense in our sadhana, our praying to Krishna. And for young people, we should know, well, old age is coming soon. When people are young, it's the power of Maya that we never think that old age is. It seems like a long way off, but it comes sooner than we can imagine, or we may not even reach to old age. A young man... doesn't mean that it's impossible that he will not die very soon. So if you're young, work hard for Krishna while you can. Do what you jump in the kirtans while you can. Give your energy, give your enthusiasm, give your youth while you can. Be careful of your health also. Again, pushing. That's good. We should do. But at the same time, we should remember this advice of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Yukta ahara viharasya, yukta cheshtasya karmasu, yukta swapnava bodhasya, yoga bhavati dukaha. It's a common sense advice from Krishna. Of Krishna is the supreme sensible, no doubt. So, keep an eye on our health also. We don't want to unnecessarily wreck the body in youth, so we have to struggle with it later in life. Remember, life is meant for serving Krishna. Don't think, I'll enjoy myself now, and I don't have to practice Krishna consciousness very seriously now. Later when I'm old, don't think like that. Serve Krishna with all energy now. Serve elders. That's a very important part of Vedic culture. Learn from them. My own situation. So many things I want to do, especially in writing books. I don't know. I'll have to see. There seem to be one thing after another. So many health drawbacks stopping me from writing books. Let's see what can be done. I can't dictate to the body that you must be healthy. We're not the masters of the material energy. We are under the control of the material energy. The material energy is under the control of Krishna. What is Krishna's plan for us? Exactly, we don't know. We know that he wants to bring us to him. So let us see what is Krishna's plan. Whatever happens, we go on chanting Hare Krishna. And there may come a time when we can't do that also. We're physically and so weak. So let's chant while we can. Smaratavya Satatang Vishnu Vismaratavya Najatu. Practice this. Thinking of Krishna, not forgetting Krishna. It's great advice. Great advice coming from who? Coming from Krishna. Generally, old people think they should give advice. Well, my advice is give your life to Krishna. That's the advice of anyone who is actually intelligent and sensible. Can't say I'm intelligent and sensible, but I'm so fortunate to have heard from those who are. That's all, very simple. Go slow, old man? Yeah. Slow down. Be careful of your body, but mentally run to Krishna. With our mind, our soul, our heart, run to Krishna. Even if the body can't, with the mind, intelligence, senses, everything, run to Krishna. Dante nitaya trinakang padayani patya kritva chakaku shatameta dahambra vimi he sadhava sakala eva vihaya duraj chaitanya chandra charane kuruta nuraga vancha kalpataru bhascha kripa sindhu bhavacha patitanam pavane bhyo vaishnave bhyo namo.